He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the October 13th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, what do we got going on here today? So far, pretty soft opening to the market so far. The Dow is down 70 points, which puts it at 28,761. You've got those stimulus talks stalled again. It's kind of ridiculous that the market keys off of stimulus talks so much, but it does. And you just have to deal with it. The NASDAQ is down 35 points right now after a big day yesterday. We'll get to that in a minute. The NASDAQ's at 11,842, pretty lofty number there. S&P down 12 to 3,522. The small caps, you got some risk off here today. The small caps are down 0.8% to 1,635, off 13 points. You've got crude oil up 72 cents today. It's back above $40 per barrel. Crude oil, $40.15 today will get you a barrel of oil. Gold is down $30 per ounce. What happened there? Maybe we've got to move up in the dollar. That's the most likely scenario. Gold is at $1,900, down $30 per ounce, 1.5% today. Silver also down a dollar. $24.30, little profit-taking there in the precious metals today. And you've got a little rally, a little tiny rally in the bond market today. 0.73% is where the 10-year is at today. So welcome. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. 23 years behind the mic and managing money. Spent some time as an analyst writing up research on individual companies. We still write up individual companies. We try to do one a week, but that's not the the 12, 13-page research reports I used to write up. Instead, we provide articles for SeekingAlpha.com. You can go on SeekingAlpha.com and see how we have done with our research and our picks. As of today, we're ranked number 120 out of 7,800 and some odd. And that puts us into the top, 1.6%, something like that, of all of the writers, bloggers, professionals out there on Seeking Alpha. Well, it's earnings season, and the ball was kicked off today. It wasn't kicked into the end zone, no. We're not coming out to the 20 to start play. There's a lot of companies that kicked it off. They've returned the ball. We'll see how it's going so far. Nobody's fumbled yet. We had a huge day in the market yesterday. The Dow was up 250 points despite stalled stimulus talks. So we continue to watch the stimulus roller coaster back and forth. First it was, there's no way we're going to go up to the Democrats' level, and now the Democrats won't go up to the Republicans' level, and it goes on and on and on. Trump called off the talks on Wednesday of last week. Market tanked. Talks were back on the next day. The market rallied. And then over the weekend, Trump said, we're going to go big. We're going to go really big. Another $2 trillion plus. So far, no deal. Tech stocks, huge day yesterday. Oh, my gosh. The FANG stocks were at it again. Facebook had a big day. Amazon had a monster day. Apple had a monster day yesterday. Backing off today, however, Netflix had a monster day yesterday. Google, the semiconductor stocks were on fire yesterday, sizzling. Information technology sizzling. And some of the material stocks were in the red, however. That was the other side of the street. And some of the COVID recovery stocks not doing so good yesterday. You've got another halt today in a major coronavirus study, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But, you know, the recovery stocks like the airlines, the cruise ship stocks, the retailers, not a very good day yesterday and not a very good place to be invested right now. Global shares mixed overnight with the U.S. earnings season kicking off today. Japan was up 0.2%. China's open again, pretty flat over in China overnight. Europe down about 0.3%. The UK unemployment rate reaches 4.5%. Well, that's pretty low, okay, on a relative basis. Of course, they are lower than the U.S. We're around 7.8, I want to say, right now. But the UK jobless rate did jump a little bit from last month's report. Last month it was 4.3%. This month it's 4.5%. Germany, September consumer prices fell 0.2%. So no inflation in Germany. Here's a big story, though, and I think it's impacting the market today for sure. Another one of the big COVID-19 vaccine trials has been temporarily halted. If you remember, it was about 3 weeks ago that AstraZeneca's trial was halted. Why? Because of an unexplained illness amongst one of the trial members. Now, I haven't heard if they've ever resolved that out of the AstraZeneca trial, but as far as I know, that trial has not started back up. And now you've got the study of J&J's COVID-19 vaccine trial temporarily stopped due to an unexplained illness in a trial participant. According to a report by a healthcare news provider, STAT, a document sent to outside researchers running the 60,000-patient clinical trial says a pausing rule has been met. And the trials data and safety monitoring board would be convened. Of course, now, these trials are not uncommon, and in some cases they last only a few days. And at the same time, it's not surprising given the size of Johnson & Johnson's trial, 60,000 people. But you've also got that other trial of AstraZeneca. Now, the trial is going on in other countries, but the AstraZeneca trial has been halted, and it's still halted in the U.S. Now, that's about the third week now that trial has been halted. Is there any inflation in America? Well, we're seeing luxury homes go up in price, but I guess the basic units of life pretty steady. September Consumer Price Index, otherwise known as the CPI, 0.2%, up 0.2% month over month. That comes in right in consensus. Probably why you're seeing a little bit of a rally in the bond market today, and probably why you're seeing a little bit of a sell-off in the gold market today. Gold wants inflation. Gold's not getting inflation. At least not this month, maybe future months, but not this month. How's the U.S. economy doing? Well, I find this to be a pretty good sign. Small businesses grew more optimistic in September. Do you own a small business? Are you more optimistic in September than you were in August? The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index rises to 104, 101 was the consensus. There was another good sign, too, in the economy. U.S. luxury homes record a 42% jump in Q3. Now, we talked about that yesterday, of how the home prices have risen 16% year over year, according to Redfin. And that's mostly because of this huge jump in luxury homes, which obviously tilts the whole numbers towards higher end homes, and that's probably why you saw such a big jump in homes year over year, because of the big jump in luxury homes. Who's buying those luxury homes? I got to believe it's people leaving the dense cities with COVID and no bars or restaurants open, headed out to the suburbs. U.S. luxury homes record a 42%. That's home sales. That is enormous. Hey, the economy can't be that bad, huh? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. As we count down the days, what is it, 18, 21 days? 3 weeks from today, right? First Tuesday in November will be the big event. We'll see how the big event goes and if the big event gets settled. You know, there's a lot of different scenarios that could take place. I have to weigh them out in my mind as a money manager. And I do have some hedges in place right now. We really don't know the outcome, do we? And we really don't know when the outcome will be settled either. So we shall see where that all goes 3 weeks from today. Apple had a huge day yesterday. Why? Well, in a new analyst note, Wedbush, that's Dan Ives, he outlines what it expects at tomorrow's, that's today's, iPhone launch event. Are you going to run out and buy the new iPhone? I think it's the iPhone 12 that we're up to now. Of course, this will be their first 5G model. You can get a 5.4-inch OLED display, starting price $699. How about a 6.1-inch OLED, $799? Or you can go clear up to the 6.7-inch OLED display iPhone Pro Max, $1,099. Well, the problem with 5G right now, there's not a whole lot of 5G available. And people that run out and buy the new iPhone 12 when it comes out, you'll find out what's in it today and what kind of bells and whistles it comes with. There's not a whole lot of 5G available out there. There's a lot more 5G in the foreign countries around the world, not that much in the U.S. yet. Now, Apple rallied big time yesterday on the Wedbush upgrade and the news and all the excitement surrounding today's Apple's announcement. Of course, you won't have Steve Jobs in his black T-shirt and his black pants and his black shoes. Instead, you'll have Tim Cook and maybe some others. But here's kind of a sobering thought here. Only 10% of Piper survey respondents want Apple's new iPhones. You see, they're coming out a little bit before the 5G is really there. In a recent survey of 1,000 Americans, Piper Sandler found that only 10% of respondents plan to upgrade to an Apple 5G iPhone this year. Well, if they called me, I would tell them, I'm not going to run out to get a 5G phone. I'm pretty happy with the one I currently have. And you're seeing Apple trade off a little bit today after yesterday's news. Apple right now, well, it's down 62 cents at $123.78. But that's not a very good survey. One out of ten, people currently own an iPhone are going to likely go out and get a new iPhone. Piper maintains an outperform rating on Apple, $130 target price. Wedbush, on the other hand, maintains an outperform rating and $150 price target with a $175 bull case. Well, that would take everybody running out, a good majority, maybe 15, 20% of people with Apple iPhones currently running out to get the new 5G phone. Now, I still own Apple in both my Premier Growth and my dividend growth portfolios, but as Apple recently ascended to giddy heights, it was in the 130, 135, almost got to 140 area, I sold half. I took half of my holdings of Apple, which were outsized. You know, I begin with about a 4% position. So, for instance, in a $100,000 portfolio, I would have about $4,000 in Apple. And when I'm fully invested, I'd have $4,000 spread out amongst about 25 stocks. That's what I do in my Best Stocks Now portfolios. But Apple had become an 8% position in some of those portfolios. Was it because it had gone up so much, and I felt like the risk-to-reward ratio wasn't what it used to be, so I lowered my position. Basically, you're taking your cost of the stock out of the stock. Okay, I've got my original investment back, and everything else is gravy. The PC market, we talked about this yesterday. The PC market had its best quarter in more than a decade. Okay, you got to believe that has a lot to do with COVID. The surge was driven by remote work, at-home schooling. How many computers did you have to buy for your children? At-home schooling and studying, as well as entertainment during the COVID-19 pandemic. It used to be the case that smartphones were king. Not anymore. At the start of the pandemic, people pulled out their old PCs in many cases, and they realized that this PC is really too old to be productive. Overall, PC shipments rose 14.6% to 81.3 million units. Wow. Delta, now, that's the sunny side of the street from the pandemic, right? We always talk about the sunny side of the street and the grim side of the street. Delta Airlines and peers fall after forecast for a long recovery. Oh, there's just no question about it. Now, maybe this new 30-second COVID test will help. That's coming out of India, a collaboration between scientists in India, scientists in Israel. That 30-second COVID test could hit the market today, and we'll see if the airports, restaurants, etc., any place where people are afraid to go, maybe that will help. But it's going to be a long recovery for the airline stocks. You know, that crowd on Robinhood buying airline stocks and cruise ship stocks, have you seen how much those cruise ship stocks companies are burning, how much cash they're burning on a daily basis? You know, you can't just turn off the lights, lock it up, and come back 6 months later. You got to maintain the thing. Imagine what slip rental fees are for those cruise ships. They're burning a lot of money. And another bad side of the street, listen to this. AMC same theater attendance dropped 85% on the year. You been to a theater lately? Cash reserves running out. And don't forget, that trickles down. I mean, there's restaurants built around theaters that feed off the crowds. There's landlords that own the property that these theaters are on. There's the whole movie business that makes the movies. Not a happy sector right now. This is Bill Gunderson. Let's get happy. We've got some good ones to talk about. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, earnings season underway. The ball has been kicked off, and several companies have reported their earnings. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Global efforts to map out rules for stable coins. What do you think the future of currency is? You think we will continue to have a paper currency? Or do you think at some point we'll revert to a digital currency? Well, the possibility of a stable coin being used by billions of people, think of Facebook's Libra, is spurring central banks to put together rules that would govern the currency. Well, there's a big move in that direction by central banks around the world. The Financial Stability Board, which groups central banks and financial regulators from the G20 economies, has agreed to build a roadmap to enhance cross-border payments, flexibility, efficiency, and coordination. Of course, we don't know what that coin of choice would be. Some have mentioned Facebook's Libra. We'll see what the future of currency holds. Solar is the new king of the power market. That's according to the International Energy Agency. Now, they're the ones that make the predictions about demand for oil. And they every week or so, they list the oil surpluses, how much oil we've used around the world. Well, they say the global response to COVID-19 can reshape the future of energy for years to come. That's according to the International Energy Agency's annual World Energy Outlook Report. Renewables will take starring roles and solar will take center stage due to supportive government policies and declining cost in solar. You know, I remember the day not that long ago when solar was more expensive to produce. And there had to, the cost curve had to come down. Well, that has happened. The solar sector has been on fire. I've reported that quite a bit. I continue to own some stocks in that sector. Some of the stocks in that sector, in my eyes, are way overpriced. Way overpriced. While others I consider to be good buys still at this level. In fact, we recently wrote up a solar stock. That was our featured stock of the week, I want to say 2 weeks ago. You can go to seekingalpha.com and read about our top pick right now in the burgeoning solar sector. The first case of COVID-19 reinfection. Boy, you got to figure, you know, that's like the guy who gets hit by lightning a couple times. There was a 25-year-old man in Washoe County, Nevada. I want to say that's around Reno. He's become seriously ill following the second infection. Well, we've had a few other cases like that around the world in Hong Kong, the Netherlands, Belgium. Here's what Dr. Fauci has to say. He says, I think we're facing a whole lot of trouble. He says we have a baseline of infections now that vary between 40 and 50,000 per day. That's new infections here in the U.S. He says that's a bad place to be when you're going into the cooler weather of the fall and the colder weather of the winter. In addition, we'd like to see the percent positivity start to come down. Not out of the woods yet. That's why we keep looking to this this vaccine, Moderna. News out of Moderna. They're another major player. We know that AstraZeneca's has been halted, their study. We know that Johnson & Johnson's study has now been halted. Moderna's continues to roll forward. Needham keeps a buy rating on Moderna as it factors in Q4 catalyst to watch, particularly in their Phase 3 trial of COVID-19 vaccine. Now, yesterday we heard from who was it? Not the World Health Organization, but one of the regulatory bodies here in the U.S. that probably looking around Thanksgiving to see the first vaccines being submitted for approval sometime around Thanksgiving. You know, several weeks ago, Hindenburg, which is a short-selling firm, they put the screws to Nikola and exposed a lot of stuff there that didn't add up. Nikola's stock got hammered. Well, Hindenburg's got a new one here. Loop Industries. Loop is getting slammed today after short-selling firm Hindenburg is back with a scathing report. If you want to read it, check out Hindenburg Research, the symbol of the company, L-O-O-P. That's a whole different cottage industry out there, okay? Here's just some highlights from his report. Loop Industries has never generated revenue. That means it's never sold anything, yet calls itself a technology innovator with a proven solution. I guess it's not proven yet. That is leading the sustainable plastic revolution. Our research indicates that Loop is smoke and mirrors with no viable technology. Well, that's Hindenburg stock getting hammered here today. Boy, I'll tell you what, the cannabis stocks have been flying. I'm just a guy that looks at the hot stocks, and they're showing up on my momentum screens. Companies like Aphria, APH, Canopy Growth, CGC, Kronos, C-R-O-N, Tilray. Cannabis stocks continue to rally on the bullish prospects of decriminalization, which has been talked about by Ms. Harris in the vice president role under Biden, the decriminalization at the federal level. There's an ETF, couple of them, MJ, and there's another one up there, but MJ is up more than 15% from its lows in early October. I have a big problem with the industry. It doesn't make any money. It's not profitable, but do what you want to do. Tesla drops prices on Model S. Oh, yeah. Now I could pick up a Model S. The long-range version of the sedan now starts at $71,990. That's where they start. Okay, you start adding some of those fancy wheels, maybe a color, a custom color, different interior packages. It can rise up pretty quickly. I've gone to their site and done a little messing around with different models of cars. Their performance version of the Model S starts at $91,990. How many of you out there in my age bracket bought your first house or your first condo for around that level? $91,990 is where a Model S Tesla, it'll get you 402 miles on one charge. Oh, you'll save a lot in gas, but that's a steep price tag. Tesla stock about flat here today. Royal Caribbean, man, I'm telling you what, they just keep floating more shares of common stock. They floated another. Who's buying those shares? $500 million worth of shares. What does that do to the current shareholders? It dilutes them. It waters it down. It's like taking a nice glass of Kool-Aid, maybe Goofy Grape or Fruit Punch or one of those. Add in a bunch more water, and you've got a watery mix there that doesn't taste very good. I wouldn't touch these cruise ship stocks. Beyond Meat down 4%. Bernstein warns shares will fall back. Well, you know what? That stock is ultra, ultra expensive. Okay, a few earnings reports, and then we'll come back with our featured stock of the day. J.P. Morgan beats by 73 cents, beats on revenue. You know, they do a good job. If I were to ever own a big bank stock, and I really have no interest right now, J.P. Morgan would definitely be the best, would be the one. They're the best-run bank out there, big bank. Johnson & Johnson beats on earnings, raises fiscal year guidance. But that big vaccine study has been halted. And you've got Citigroup probably the worst run bank out there, them and Wells Fargo. Citigroup beats by 49 cents, beats on revenues. Well, that's all good and well and dandy. And lastly, J.P. Morgan sees Amazon Prime Day. Now, there's the right side of the street, Amazon. Their Prime Day, they see revenue soaring 42% versus the same Prime Day last year. They think they'll rack up $7.5 billion in sales in one day. We'll be back for our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gutters. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market's still having kind of a little conniption here. Well, the NASDAQ does went positive by 2 points. Big deal. The Dow is down 128 as they continue to debate another stimulus package. The market wants $2 trillion. No, the market wants $3 trillion. Why not $5 trillion while you're at it? Let's just send checks to everybody. Well, that's called stimulus. It's supposed to stimulate the economy, and it usually does. It's like a sugar high, kind of like a Monster Energy drink double caffeinated. But, of course, on the other side of that, it's not free. The money has to be printed. The money has to be borrowed, or both. And we have done a lot of borrowing recently and racked up quite a large debt here in America. Okay, well, you know what? I think I'm going to feature a solar stock. Why not? The solar stocks have had a huge run here. And you've got this report out from the International Energy Agency, otherwise known as the IEA, saying that going forward, oil taking a back seat to solar. I guess the question is, can solar provide us with all of our energy needs? I know they've had problems in California. They've shifted so quickly to alternative energy that on hot days they've got to ration it out because they don't have enough to supply energy. And I still can't see these big cargo ships that come into our port here and, of course, our naval warships and jet planes flying people around the world. I still see that. I don't see those going to solar anytime soon. But as far as homes go and whatnot, yeah, I think a lot more people are adapting it and moving in that direction. We own a solar stock that makes sense from a valuation point of view. Okay, now that's a rare combination to find. I can look at other solar stocks such as Enphase or Sedge. Let's just look at Sedge real fast. That's Solar Edge Energy. Forward PE 69.5. That's a lot to pay for if you raise a sun. On the other hand, let's take a look at Enphase here first before we look on the other hand. Enphase is trading at a forward PE of 61 times earnings. Okay, that's hot tech stock like multiples on those stocks. The one that we chose, we own two right now. The one that we chose to own right now is trading at 12 times forward earnings. Wait a minute. Did you just say, Bill Gunderson, that the other two hot energy stocks are trading at 60 times forward earnings and the one you like is trading at just 12 times forward earnings? That's a huge difference. Well, you know, it is what it is. I'm just a numbers guy. And my app shows that the company is expected to make $196, or the company's trading at $196. They're expected to make $16 per share in earnings next year. That comes out to a forward PE of 12.2. Furthermore, the analyst expectations over the next 5 years are for 29% per year earnings growth. when you take a forward PE of 12 and you put it up against earnings growth of 29, you get a PEG ratio way less than 1. It's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. The PEG ratio was 0.42. I don't think I'll give you the symbol. You have to call 1-800. No, I'm just kidding. No, we own Daco Energy, which is DQ. It's not Dairy Queen. It's Daco Energy. It's a Chinese solar stock. Market cap, $2.7 billion, which makes it a small cap. You're not going to find any large blue chips. The closest thing you come to that in the solar patch would be First Solar out of Phoenix. That's an $8 billion company, one of the pioneers in the industry. DayQ is one-fourth the size of First Solar, but I like the valuation on it. I like the growth rate. I like the chart. I like the momentum. That's why I consider it a best stock now. Not only does it have a value grade of A, it has a momentum grade of A+ and a performance grade of A+. And when you add that all together, stir it up, pour it into a cup, it has a ranking of 187 out of 5,422 stocks in my current Best Stocks Now database, number 187. Out of 5,422, it gets an overall stock grade in my proprietary system of A, which means strong buy. Well, I'm not recommending anything here. I'm just giving you an example of the attributes that I look for when I invest in companies, when I consider them for the portfolios that I manage, whether it's the emerging growth portfolio, where this one currently resides, or the ultra growth portfolio, the next step up, AAA, and then if you go to the major leagues, you're in the premier growth portfolio where you find large cap stocks like Amazon, Apple, etc., the great growth stocks of our day, large cap. And then when they start paying a dividend, they become a candidate for my dividend and growth portfolio. And if they start offering bonds, they become a candidate for my Best Stocks Now bond portfolio. Five portfolios. Different grades of, what is that, the Scoville scale of peppers, from habanero to very mild green chili, you know, won't cause any indigestion. Well, that's what we have here at Gunderson Capital. We mix and match. That's where Barry and Paul come in, and our advisors here to advise you on what might be the best blend for you, given your risk tolerance and for where you're at in your whole life cycle or retirement cycle. If you'd like to talk to one of my advisors, we do it over the phone, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And, of course, I produce about an 80-page newsletter every week. Oh, it's mostly pictures. Just look at the pictures. Every weekend, I do that every Friday. We get it out by Friday night, early Saturday. Why don't you see how our portfolios have done? GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.